All right, what's going on, beautiful people? It's the North Shore 9 Post Games Show, powered by Permane Brothers. I'm Tyler, with me is Neil. The Pirates win a wild one with an O'Neill Cruz walk-off in the 11th inning. Neil, I thought I was in trouble. I thought I was going to be – I thought two out of the three games I was on this year were going to be losses, and I was going to have to quit. O'Neill Cruz comes through for me.
He does.
I get another win. The people get sandwiches. It's a good day.
It was a good day. It started out a really good day. It slowly became a really bad day, and it's a good day again. I'm just relieved. I am. I know a lot of people are related. I'm just relieved that it's over. That was hard to watch over the last like 2 hours of that game. But we won. We got away with it.
Yeah, I think I had about four different thoughts of how the show was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've changed everything for this show about four times, but I'm glad with we got the final change of a win with the make sure you comment in there, hashtag raise it to be entered in the giveaway for sandwiches. Whoo! A big win against a really good Orioles team, Neil.
Yeah. It was a good, gritty win. I have some complaints that I've had over like the course of the season, but if we keep winning, that's all that matters. I can't believe we won that. I can't believe I'm saying that after, you know, Bailey Falter gives you six shutout innings, but I can't believe that we pulled that out because that I was on edge the entire, like those last three innings.
Okay. The Pirates are now 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heck of a start to a season. And why don't let's just kick it off with the guy that walks it off, O'Neill Cruz today, just hits a laser beam. We'll just talk about that bottom half of the inning in general. Mm-hmm. Pirates start with runner on second, extra inning rolls. Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm thinking there. I know Cabrian Hayes is up. He has been hot all year. He's swinging the bat really well. I'm okay not bunting him there. I know there's a lot of discourse back and forth about whether to bunt him over there and go. You put yourself in a situation for a sacrifice fly. Cabrian Hayes belts a baseball. Cedric Mullins just makes a great play, and it just felt like this one wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. No, it was such a well-hit ball, too. Like, that should have dropped. That should have been the game.
Yeah. That's just a heck of a play.
I mean, the Orioles outfield's been doing that the past 2 days. They don't miss balls. We still haven't figured out how to call people off yet, and the Orioles are out here diving all over the place, making insane catches. So, yeah, no. But then Cruz comes through. That's the important part. Cruz, he struggled a lot today at the plate, which is rare. But he is that his first walk-off?
I think it might be. I can't remember another one.
Yeah, I don't remember anything from 2022, but that was also a long time ago. If someone can correct me, let me know. But I think that's his first career walk-off.
Yeah, I do not remember another one. But he gets in. He gets a good pitch to hit there. He goes down and gets it. Just a laser beam. Really, mm-hmm. He's just looked strong all year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's looked a lot better in the field, too, as I think the season started to progress. Early on, it was a little bit shaky, but
mm-hmm.
Really happy with where we're at with O'Neill Cruz right now, personally.
Yeah, so apparently he had a walk-off walk before. But this is his first walk-off hit, so we'll count it. Obviously, he strikes out a lot, but, you know, he's hitting home runs. He's knocking runners in. Like, he has been an absolute menace to the plate through the first 10 games of the season. And even, like, on that walk-off, you know, that's a 103-mile-an-hour line drive. No shot. There's no shot you're catching that one. Like, you know, you can't say enough good things about it. I think his WRC plus coming in today was 140. Not sustainable, probably, but I mean, you know.
Yes, it is. He's a Neil Cruz. Everything is possible.
If there's one person who can sustain it, it's him. So great, great stuff from Cruz to win the game. And just, again, that sigh of relief when he hit that.
Yeah.
After almost, that little bit of agony when, hey, Hayes, when Hayes got robbed.
Right.
Just a nice sigh of relief.
Yeah. And he almost hit the ball too hard to get Davis thrown out at home.
Yeah. We had the same issue with Reynolds in the previous inning, right? Yeah, like Reynolds and he wasn't able to come home either. Right. So
yeah, because Connor just smoked that baseball.
Yeah. We were this close to playing ourselves too well. Like, you know, mission failed successfully or something like that, you know.
But just to go back to O'Neill Cruz, he also had a big play earlier in the game. Mm-hmm. That's a play that it concerns me when O'Neill makes that play oftentimes because he can be a little bit erratic with the arm, but
yeah,
that's just a great play by your shortstop there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He struggled a little bit this year. I think just like reaching balls and, you know, making plays, but no, that was clutch. We don't win. We lose the game without that, you know, especially with a reliever struggling today. That was money.
Yeah. A lot of stuff happened today. O'Neill Cruz walks it off again, just to mention. Make sure you are in the comments putting hashtag raise it to be entered into the sandwiches.
It is so much happened that I forgot that Cruz made that throw. Like that completely left my mind that it even happened today. Like,
yeah, and then a big play there. Just a lot of big plays, a lot of big things happening. We'll go back an inning there. The Pirates do give up the lead in extra innings.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to really just work walks around the bases in order to get the tying run.
Mm-hmm.
Connor Gill, as we mentioned earlier, he blisters a ball in the center field. Brian Reynolds not able to score on it. Next batter, I believe, is a walk. Jack Sawinski has a good at bat. The next at bat walks as well, loads the bases.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Sawinski was the next batter. He walked on a really good at bat. I think he went down 0-2.
He did, yeah. Yeah, and I was thinking there, Mike, because like I've been like, you know, yelling for years about Andy Haynes and, you know, how we don't swing at pitches. Maybe I'm just an idiot. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, because not swinging the bat was the right call that entire inning, you know.
Yeah, and then Oliveras comes up. He does get the tying run across with a walk as well.
Yes.
But in general there, I think we just saw good at bats, though. They weren't gimme walks. It wasn't like they were throwing it all over the place. A lot of really good breaking stuff that they were laying off of.
Yeah.
So both Sawinski and Oliveras both were good at bats, able to get the run across there. And then things just kind of get ugly.
Bad. Those last three at bats. Like I said, after such beautifully worked at bats, those at bats from Tellez, Triolo, and Bart were so bad.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get into that inning right now here, because there's a lot of discussion regarding Derek Shelton there.
Yeah.
The Orioles go to a lefty. Rowdy Tellez is up. A lot of people want to see probably Andrew McCutchen there.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're placing more of the blame on the hitters at that point. I personally would have liked to see McCutchen, but I'll listen to your reasoning here.
So I would pinch hit too. I would have pinch hit Michael A. Taylor though. Okay. Kutch hasn't been good enough for me to trust him in that situation. And Michael A. Taylor's been really, really hot. I know there's a strikeout threat, but Kutch has been a strikeout threat all season too. I understand why they went with Tellez. You're riding the guy who got on base four times today. Like, I understand that, but I would have pinch it. I don't think it's, I don't know. Like, if the Pirates lost that game, I think a lot of people would have been blaming Shelton for that. But I think that's up to the hitters and just like not coming through all game. But no, the right call would have been to pinch it.
Yeah. I mean, I understand why you go with Rowdy there. He is 3-for-3 on the day, swinging the bat well. At that point, though, you got to put your guys in the best position to win this game.
Yeah.
Rowdy Tellez against the lefty, there's not giving your team the best shot to win.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think that's fair. I go Andrew McCutchen there. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't let the players off the hook because the next two at-bats after that were absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
Rowdy Tellez is in a tough spot there. That's not something that he really does well. Everybody knows it. He doesn't hit lefties. Mm-hmm. He's put into a tough situation there. He has a bad at-bat. The next two guys, Triolo especially, you got to do something there. That's a good matchup for you.
I know you don't hit lefties, but I still feel like it's reasonable to expect him to be able to like, hit a fly ball.
Yeah.
Or even a ground ball for a double play. Like, if you hit a deep double play, like, that is all you need. Like, there's just...
Well, the infield's in there, so you're probably not...
Zero situational
Triolo hitting. Might be.
Yeah. Zero situational hitting from either Tellez or Triolo. Like, those were just brutal at bats. You know, Bart did strike out, but there were also two outs. So, at that point, you just kind of have to go for it. But, no, I would have subbed Tellez out and the hitters, but the hitters also need to do their jobs. That was a bad inning.
Yeah, I mean, plain and simple, it's just not good situational hitting.
Mm.
And really, it's almost an outlier for the Pirates at this point because I do feel like they've hit mostly well in certain situations here just by doing little things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't score as many runs as they have at this point with really not many home runs without having some good situational at-bats.
Yeah, it's been different. Yeah, because like the exit velocity, I think we're actually last in exit velocity on average. So yeah, we've been really good about like, you know, hitting with key situations. Now today, the last 2 days hasn't been so, but I think today we were, what, 2-for-13? 3-for-13?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And the day before was like 0-for-6, 0-for-5. So, you know, it hasn't been good against the Orioles, but yeah, like it was an outlier. Like against the Nationals, they grinded out a lot of runs that they probably didn't deserve. This time around, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, and it happens. Like I said, I think it's more of an outlier. And a lot of people in the chat here mentioning to give Shelton some praise as well today. I do think that he did some things today that I full on agreed with. Mm. It was just that one little situation in a big spot that.
Yeah,
I felt like needed mention, and we'll get to the other things he did today as well.
And that's always going to get the most irons. Extra innings, you blew a 3-0 lead. It is going to stand out.
And just to mention here, one of the other moves that I think kind of flew under the radar was bringing in Josh Fleming there in extras, pulling Ortiz, who really has pitched well this year. But
yeah, that was a gutsy move too, because you know, Luis was dealing today. He never really looked like he was getting in trouble. And so like having the confidence to go to Fleming, that was good.
The other thing about that there, the Orioles had nothing left on the bench. O'Hearn, a lefty, hasn't faced a lefty at all this year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he hit 150 something off of lefties.
Mm-hmm.
That's putting your team in a good position to win.
Yeah. It was interesting because I was getting tagged along the Discord and, you know, like, why does Shelton not play why does he always play the matchups until he doesn't? And then he goes out and does that. So, yeah, I don't really know. I don't know what he was thinking all the time, but.
Yeah, it almost seemed like that Tellez decision was almost just based on his gut.
Yeah.
I think Tellez is swinging a good bat right now. Let's give him a shot.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I think Jim said earlier, all is forgiven because you win.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't matter. They won.
Yeah.
Speaking of winning, make sure we put that hashtag raise it there in the comments to be entered into the Primanti's giveaway here. We do it after every single Pirates win this year. Just moving on down the line here of what else happened today. The bats were relatively quiet there for a while. Joey Bart, really. The guy that came through the most today, I think, at the plate, aside from Rowdy Tellez.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about Joey Bart. You haven't had a chance to talk about him yet. We discussed him on NS9 Live. What did you see from him today? What don't you like? Just talk to me about Joey Bart.
I did not like the Joey Bart acquisition. I didn't see your show. I don't know how you felt about him when we brought him in. It made sense when DeLay was hurt. You know, you might as well try it because your other options, Carter Bins and Yasmani Grandal, he can't be found. But he was great today. I mean, those two hits he had, that home run and that double, were just beautifully barreled balls. They were smoked. I couldn't believe the double didn't leave the yard too. Yeah, and I think he actually, you know, I think his framing was pretty good today. I think he framed some nice calls there in extras. No, it was a good day. It was a good day for Joey Bart, and it was really, you know, it was cool. It was always cool to see the first at bat going yard. Yeah. Might set the expectations a little too high, but
oh yeah,
it was good. It was good stuff.
Oh, if he has another good game, people are going to be calling for him to be a starting catcher.
Yes, he is. And yeah, and especially if Davis keeps struggling like this, I can only imagine like the calls into the fan.
Yeah, and the touch on the hitting from Bart today, I think he hit one 109. The other one was 110.
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely smoked both of those baseballs. Behind the plate, I think for the most part it was good. He definitely saved some wild pitches by blocking today. Now, did let one get away from him with Bednar there late in the game. But for the most part, I thought he was pretty good behind the plate. And I think you expect that out of him as well. It's not like he's a bat first catcher. At this point where he's at, he's probably a defensive catcher.
Yeah. And he called a really good game for Falter.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, Chapman was pretty wild. He got out of it clean, but he was not throwing nothing but strikes today. So no, I have zero complaint from Joey Bart, and I can't really believe it because I was not super thrilled that he was coming in. I'm like, we're really bringing in Joey Bart. But it was a good day. Good day from him.
Hey, it's nice to have another catcher that can hit a ball over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I think I said this to someone. I was like, could you imagine, like, you know, it was like the bottom of the 10th. And I was like, we were up 3-0. Joey Bart hit a home run. Bailey Falter gave up six. It was six innings, no runs. And we might lose in extras. I was not happy.
Yeah. And the people weren't going to be happy without their sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly. The sandwiches, of course, were the big part. Like, the Pirates winning is cool, but the sandwiches are what's important.
And let's be honest here. We really shouldn't complain about letting Tellez hit there, because Rowdy Tellez hitting a walk-off to give people Permane Brothers sandwiches would have just been perfect.
Yeah. Even more stuff to have me eat my words, because I was also not a fan of Rowdy. I don't think any of us were huge fans of Rowdy Tellez. So, like, yeah, no, that's awesome. It would have been so cool. And, you know, it all worked out. I just hope we win tomorrow, too.
Yeah, like I said, I think on NS9 Live, really just wanted to get one here from the Orioles. Now I really want two, but
yeah,
really just wanted one out of this series. It was one you don't want to get swept, because that's how you lose that momentum you have.
Yeah, and I wanted two just because, like, I think we got away with a lot against bad teams with the Marlins and the Nationals. And so just going in and, like, handling a really, really good ball club like the Orioles would have made me feel a whole lot better about how the season was going. Because there were a lot of times I was sitting there thinking, we shouldn't have won that game. But I think today we really should have won that game. We should have won it in regulation. But we were the better team that day.
Regulation.
Yeah. Sorry, I watched hockey earlier today.
Apparently. Well, Neil, it can't all be good.
Yeah.
I guess we should talk a little bit about the bullpen.
Yeah.
Pirates are spotted a 3-0 lead there. Joey Bart really just gives them a 3-0 lead. And then the bullpen comes in. Ryder Ryan gives up two runs. He's probably one of the last guys in your pen. He has to come in the seventh there, because the bullpen generals just, they're a little bit banged up. But to me, it just felt like the type of day, like when Ryder Ryan came in and was getting beat around a little bit, it just felt like a day that the bullpen was going to get roughed up a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, I like Ryder Ryan. Like, I think, and he's like one of the last guys. He was a non-roster invitee, but, like, that he has good stuff. It wasn't located well today.
Yeah.
But I would still, like, would like to keep him around. And, but yeah, he got roughed up. He wasn't very good. He wasn't missing bats. And, you know, again, the Orioles, if you keep giving them base runners, they're going to start, you know, coming through. And
yeah,
they did. I forget exactly how they scored there. That was a long time ago. I think a couple singles and a fielder's.
Fielder's choice and a sac fly, I believe.
Yeah.
So it was, I mean, like, that was like 4 hours ago.
Yeah. I was just like, that was such a long time ago. And, like, again, I still think Ryder Ryan has a place in the bullpen, but he's been roughed up the last two times out.
Yeah, I really do like the two-seam sinker, whatever we're calling it nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Love the movement he gets on it.
Mm-hmm.
I like what I've seen out of him to this point. It just kind of felt like a day that the bullpen was going to get a little bit roughed up, and really you're asking a lot to hold the Orioles to zero runs for nine innings.
Yes. Yeah, the Orioles are just, they're so good at the plate. They're just one of those teams where, like, even like their bad players, you're on the edge of your seat. Like, even, and we saw yesterday, you know, Ryan O'Hearn hits a home run. You know, they're getting hits from guys like Jordan Westberg. You know, not their big guys today. It wasn't the Adleys or the Gunners today. It was the other people who were, and they're just such a complete team. So, you know, the bullpen struggled, but they're not fully healthy. They're a little banged up. They've been overworked a little bit. It's to be expected, kind of.
Yeah. And then Chapman follows up Ryder Ryan. He gets through unscathed, but it was not pretty.
Nope.
Just he just wasn't in the zone today. Thankfully, the stuff is just good enough that he can get by.
Mm-hmm.
But he struggled today.
I mean, when you look at his line, you think, oh, he was fine. Two strikeouts, no hits, one walk. But I mean, he didn't care that Gunnar Henderson was running around the bases. He wasn't throwing strikes. It was tense. It was very tense. And I was kind of annoyed at him when he was doing that stare down after getting out of it. I'm like, you were kind of trash today. Why are you staring down? Why are you staring him down? But he did it. He was the one. He did his job today.
Yeah, I mean, he's the only bullpen piece that. Well, I guess you could say Ortiz and Fleming did as well.
Yeah, Ortiz did his job. I'm not going to blame him for letting one run with the second. He didn't let up.
Yeah.
He didn't give up a hit in 1.2 innings. Luis Ortiz did his job.
If you give up a run in extras, I don't count that.
Yeah.
That goes in the mental bank of that didn't count.
Yeah. It's not even an earned run. It's fine.
Yeah. And then David Bednar comes in. He's been, I'd say, shaky. I don't really want to criticize David Bednar because he is coming back off whatever type of injury he had there. Not really much of a spring for him.
Mm-hmm. He's been bad, but yeah, like it's not that surprising, you know.
Yeah,
I saw a lot of people wanting him to be like taken out of the closer role.
No,
and I'm just like, no. He's still good. He's still
like, yeah. If we're still doing this in May,
oh yeah,
I'll listen. But
yeah, I mean, it's just very, very, like, he doesn't have the feel for it yet. Like he's not locating his pitches right, and you know he got really punished for it. I mean. What was it? It was Westberg and O'Hearn both just hit absolute missiles off of him because you know he has a good fastball, but MLB hitters will still hit it if it's over the middle.
Yeah, you can kind of tell whenever Bednar doesn't have it pretty early.
Yeah, he's very much like Chapman in that regard.
Yeah,
like you can see tell. It. Yeah, you can always tell it's going to be a bumpy road, and it was a bumpy road for both of them. And
you go two innings there, you give up one run.
Mm-hmm.
They got it to extras, I guess.
Yeah. He did gut it out and get it to extras, which I didn't think he had in him, but he got Tony Kemp out that I would hope he did. If he gave up a walk off to Tony Kemp, I'd be a little upset, even with the lack of spring. But you know, he gutted it out, and that was huge for us.
Yeah, not worried about Bednar yet. I don't think anybody really, but just something to monitor going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, sooner rather than later, we see the lights out Bednar again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like it does suck. Like it does suck because like he caught. You don't want to see him blowing saves, but I mean we've won both games that he's blown saves in, so we keep getting away with it.
And then let's just wrap up the game talk with the guy that started that everybody loves, everybody has raved about, and everyone was really happy that we got to see him in the rotation. Mm-hmm. Bailey Falter.
Oh my gosh!
Goes. Six innings, gives up one run or one. Mm. I'm sorry, not one run, one hit.
Yeah,
that really shouldn't have been a hit.
That was
should have had six. He should have had six innings of no-hit ball. Bailey Falter was really good today, Neil.
He was. I don't know how. He's one of those pitchers, like, when he pitches well, I don't get it. But he was faultless.
Yeah.
He managed to get, he was efficient. He induced a bunch of weak contact. Like, there's pretty much nothing wrong with how Bailey Falter pitched today. I can't believe we're sitting here talking about it, because he looked miserable against the Marlins. It's night and day.
Really? One, he threw a lot of strikes today.
Mm-hmm.
I think he only threw 78 pitches, 50-something of them were strikes. He jumped ahead of almost everybody, especially early on. And if you watch the first few innings, Joey Bart doesn't move his glove at all.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever he's setting up, Falter was able to put it. He started to lose it there probably somewhere in the fourth, fifth. The command was starting to go a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think that Shelton made the right decision of pulling him when he did. Because we're starting to see the high fly balls, and Bailey Falter does have the home run problem. Mm-hmm. The Orioles aren't a team you really want to test there. Your bullpen's your strength. I think he made the right call there.
I do too. I think it's important, especially when Falter, who hasn't really been good as a Pirate, when you have a six runs like that, you take that and run. You don't push your luck into the seventh inning, especially with Falter. I think he really struggles like the third time through the order. So it was the time to go get him out there. But no, it was fantastic. Just, I have no idea if he can do that again. But today he was fantastic against a really good Orioles team who have been smashing the ball. I can't believe he did it.
Yeah. You said it though. He just induced weak contact all day. The only time I started getting concerned was later in the game as the fly balls were starting to come around, just waiting on one to carry a little bit more. But really, he was just good today. He didn't miss a ton of bats, but they just weren't able to square him up.
Yeah, no, it was impressive. You know, he kept it on the outer edges of the plate. He wasn't leaving too many down the middle. And even if he started struggling and he gave up one or two runs, I don't think anyone here would be complaining about six innings, two runs from Bailey Falter. That was like the most I could ever hope from him. So he exceeded the expectations today.
All right, Neil, is there anything else you want to touch on, or should we just get to why everyone's here?
Let's give the people what they want.
All righty. Let's give the people what they want. That's right. The Bucks win, so you win. We will be giving away Primanti's Brothers sandwiches here. Make sure, if you have not yet, # raise it in the chat. I'll give you guys a little bit more time here to fill it up. Well, I get this set up. We have 58 entries so far.
All right.
Once again, make sure we put in there # raise it.
Is it against the rules for me to log in and put # myself or co-host banned?
Well, what I will tell you is that I will just spin it again.
You know what? That's fair.
I would just keep spinning it. Because then my luck, it'll be like DeNardo will win it next. Jim will win it the next time.
Yeah, well, the first time I was on, like, I saw Cody pop up, and I was like, oh, man, we can't have an NS9 guy win it the first time. That would be too rigged.
Once again, # raise it there in the chat. If you have not done so yet, make sure you do that now. We're about to do the Primanti Brothers giveaway here. Let's get this going. Oop, I hit the wrong button. Get that done. All Oh, Tyler's working on it. Don't worry, people. All righty. One more time here, and let's rock and roll. Let's see who our winner is, and it is going to be Mitch Hall.
Congratulations,
Mitch.
Mitch
is the winner of the Permani Brothers sandwich. Make sure you get in the North Shore 9 DMs here, and we'll get that sent out to you. Congratulations, Mitch.
Good job, Mitch. Let's go.
And thank you to Permani's.
Yeah, good. Thank you, Permani's.
Permani's is awesome.
Yeah, I don't have it down south, so.
That's a shame. But once again, congratulations, Mitch. You got the Permani Brothers sandwiches. Pirates win this one with a walk-off. O'Neill Cruz, walk-off single. Neil, any last words for the people?
We're 7-2, and I don't know how, but I'm enjoying the ride. I am enjoying the ride.
Aren't we all? All right, let's get out of here. I know people want to go watch WrestleMania.
Final four. Isn't the final four on tonight?
Yeah, WrestleMania is on.
I think people want to go watch basketball instead.
All right, let's go ahead and get out of here. Pirates win this one. They are 7-2. We'll be back with you tomorrow, hopefully giving away more sandwiches. That's all for us. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go, Bucks.